You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, get them back. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Part two of Jim O'Neill's press conference following minicamp is up next.
Solomon has gotten nearly every first team rep at outside linebacker in the spring. How important is that? And I mean, what percentage of the snaps are you anticipating from him?
Scott is very quickly becoming one of my favorite players on the defense. He embodies everything we talk about when we say play like a Brown. I think the offense calls him bloodbath because it's like a heat-seeking missile coming off that edge. I do see him competing with Armani Bryant once he's full go at the rush linebacker position. I see him getting a considerable amount of reps on early downs. He's going to have to earn his reps in later downs in passing situations. But he is definitely going to help us on the edge in the run game.
What do you see as Barkevius Mingo's role this year, and do you think that he'll be pretty healthy when training camp opens?
I do. When we came out of training camp last year, we thought Mingo was one of our best outside backers. We all know about the injury he suffered in play two of the season. So he's going to have to compete for playing time on early downs. He's going to have a role in our sub packages. But, nobody's guaranteed anything on the defense. You know, Joe Hayden knows that. Dante Whitner knows that. Carlos Dansby knows that. You're going to have to earn playing time. And we're deep in every position group. So Mingo's going to have to come back ready to go, and he's going to have to earn it.
Mark, do you have a guy in mind who maybe is a younger guy under the radar who kind of like Kayvon Williams last year who might really turn into something for you?
I'll just say that maybe not. I'll just go position by position. I think D-line. I think Xavier Cooper is going to be a hell of a football player. I think he's different than anything we have. His ability to get off the ball, I think he's going to cause offenses a lot of problems, especially in the pass game. Outside backer, I'd go with Scott Solomon. I think that he brings something to the table that we were missing last year, especially on early downs. I think Tank Carter has had an unbelievable offseason at the inside backer position. We really never got an evaluation on him last year because he had the shoulder injury. And then he had a foot deal to start training camp. So he came on very late for us. And then he spent most of the year just as a special teams player and a practice squad guy. I could envision him having a role in our defense as a blitzer. He's one of our best blitzers on the team. Now, that's a hard room, obviously, to earn playing time because you got Craig, Kirko, and you got Carlos in that room. But I think Tank's had a great offseason. And then if you ask me just one guy in the secondary, I really think Poyer has opened my eyes to the type of player he is. He's really taken advantage of the reps that he's been given, and he's done a great job. His pre-snap communication's been outstanding. He's improved in man coverage. I know he'll tackle. So he's been a guy that has really stepped it up this offseason, and I'm excited about all those guys.
Would you say that with Tayshaun, being injured this camp and having missed the whole entire offseason, would you say that Poyer kind of has the inside track to start camp getting some ones?
No, I'm not worried about really the depth chart to start camp. I'm more worried about it for the New York Jets. And, those guys all know that they need to earn it. It doesn't matter what you did last year. It's what you're going to do this year. But I'm excited to have Gip back in the building. I mean, he's right up in the front row. I know he's been away, but he's done a great job staying in his iPad, staying in his playbook. He's talking in the meeting rooms like he hasn't missed a beat. So it's good seeing his face.
With the old style run stopping linebacker kind of disappearing in the league, the big run, is it from a league wide standpoint? Can you see more teams trying to take advantage of that in the run? Because you guys are using lighter players in some ways?
Well, I think the run game is definitely the league has shifted to more of a pass focus. So I think everybody's looking for a more athletic player that can play in space. But, the days of teams running power and leads on your linebackers and it's 3-4 yards and a cloud of dust, those kind of days have gone by the wayside. It's much more of a zone running attack, very similar to to what we ran last year and what we'll run this year. So I think that smaller, quicker, faster guys are better against that scheme and they're better against the pass. But there's no doubt that those old school come downhill and knock your head off linebackers are a dying breed in football today.
I don't know if you intended it, but it sounded kind of harsh about Mingo. He played through the injury last. Is there a problem? Is there an issue?
No, not at all. He's done a great job. I think where Mingo's really taken a step this year is he's been able to participate in all of the passing stuff, all the 7-on-7 drills with a red shirt on. I'm sure you guys have seen him out there. You know, coming out of LSU, he had no experience with that stuff. And right now, he's by far our best linebacker in coverage, our best outside backer. Now, we're going to see where he's at when we get back to training camp, when the pads come on how he is at outside backer, setting the edge, how he is as a defensive end, rushing the quarterback, and that kind of stuff. But we were very, very optimistic about Mingo coming out of training camp last year. You know, we've improved the depth. We've improved the competition in that room, you know, with a Scott Solomon, a Nate Orchard, like we have in every room. And guys are going to have to earn it. I mean, we don't care where you were drafted, when you were drafted, how much you're getting paid. The best 11 guys and the guys that earn their role are the guys we're going to play.
Jim, can you really quick elaborate on what you said Scott Solomon gives you something you were missing? What do you mean by that?
Just his ability. We talk a lot about aim and point, hand placement, his ability to set the edge in the run game. He's very good at it. His ability to wreck a running play versus down kickout block, an aggressive blocker coming out, and whether it's a pulling guard, a fullback. I mean, it's going to be a car accident when Scott Solomon meets a pulling guard or a fullback. Being unselfish and willing to take two blockers at the point of attack, okay, sacrificing your body so an inside backer can scrape free over the top and make a tackle for a loss. I mean, those are things we've had. Other places I've been, we had them at times last year. It was inconsistent, okay? Scott's going to give us a very steady player on the edge with doing those kind of things.
That'll do it for Browns defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. As we go through the coordinators yesterday, John DeFilippo. Today, Jim O'Neill. Tomorrow will be Chris Tabor, the special teams. Talking about this defense, and clearly nothing is set in stone. A lot of battling, and I think Barkevious Mingo going to be in one of the big playing time battles. He is unique in his ability to cover, but he's going to have to do more to play on the later downs in this defense.
He definitely is, and the point that, you know, as we were discussing while listening to the Jim O'Neill interview, I just said it's going to be very difficult for you to release Barkevious Mingo because he may be the only realistic, viable option to play as that dropping outside linebacker in some of these exotic schemes and that graduate-level defense. You've got Kruger, who has already talked about evolving as a linebacker. Instead of being a rush guy all the time, he's learning to be a dual threat in coverage and also a pass rusher. You've got Nate Orchard, who's a rookie, who's swimming just to learn what he does, let alone some of the communications that a linebacker or outside linebacker has to have with a corner on support, a safety coming down in coverage, so on and so forth. So he's going to be swimming and be asked a lot. The same way John DeFilippo said asking Duke Johnson to do as much is going to be a lot for a rookie. And lastly, Scott Solomon, as we said, the dude's yoked up. He's setting the edge. He's setting the tempo. And as I kind of joked to you, I just said, a guy that they're calling Bloodbath does not deserve to be in coverage. So Barkevious Mingo may make this team because of the fact that he's so reliable and he's the best cover outside linebacker on the entire roster.
Yes. Yes. He will make this team. It's going to be interesting how much he plays.
Correct.
He's going to make this team.
Yes.
All right, when we come back after further review, wraps it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.